very short story from Moral at Point. It's called The Light at the Window. I hide in a corner, nursing a cold middy of beer, and watch my friends crowd the pretty barmaid, and hear, like a distant choral chant, the voices of despair. God, I'm tired. I can't sleep. I wish to God I could, but I can't very well do that since I don't believe in him, at least not in his most favoured configuration. Actually, I don't believe in very much at all, and yet at 3 o'clock in the morning, we all believe in something. It's the shadows. They do it every time. Mystery suffocates reason. The truth becomes a half-truth, which then becomes a lie, which in turn becomes the urban myth. Silence settles and darkness moves, and we believe what we want to believe. The trouble is, we want to believe in fairies at the bottom of the garden and dragons off the edge of the map. I've always been amazed at human credulity, at the ease with which we believe the most fatuous old tosh imaginable, so long as it comforts us or supports a long-held prejudice, and how eagerly we search for answers without having understood the questions. Why is obscurity always more powerful than clarity? A few weeks ago, going to work on a suburban train, I sat opposite a young couple. She was small and supple, with brightly seductive eyes, and he was stocky and strong, with thick, wavy hair. They kissed and caressed each other, unconcerned at being watched by strangers, and making no effort to move their luggage, mostly camping gear, so it took up less space. Was this indifference, arrogance, or merely innocence? The passion of youth burns with a brighter light and throws a darker shadow. Perhaps their behaviour was merely a self-conscious rejection of irrelevance, a shutting of the life force to which they assumed an exclusive hold. But there was something else, something I couldn't put my finger on then, and even now, having thought about it a lot, still can't pin down. All I can think of is one word, a soft and dangerous-sounding word. Fae. He played a guitar and sang anti-war folk songs, without regard for other passengers. The guitar thrust into the aisle, causing people to turn sideways to get past. As I watched them, I couldn't help wondering, in a world as complex and selfish as ours, is happiness possible without being a fool? But I knew they weren't fools. Maybe they weren't real people at all. Maybe they were ghosts, sent to haunt me for my sin of unbelief. I never saw them again, but I think of them all the time. In fact, they become an obsession, a hook on which to hang a nervous breakdown. They roam through my sleepless nights like shadows from another world. Were they ghosts? No. Reason tells me they were just flesh and blood, firmer, younger, and more desirable than my own. Come on, Ben, you miserable sod, it's your shout. I buy a round of drinks and drift back to my corner of the bar, wondering why the remote inviolability of the young couple's happiness seems so threatening. If the unexamined life isn't worth living, how come the selfish bastards doing a lease examination seem to be having the most fun? I glance up, and a flicker of TV news action catches my eye. Gunshots and the broken rubble of makeshift buildings. Just some fresh foreign disaster. Suddenly the screen fills with a still image of two young people. A man and a woman. She is small and supple with brightly seductive eyes, and he is stocky and strong with thick wavy hair. I stand up, spilling my beer, and lurch forward, but it's too late. The newsreader has moved on. Did you hear that? I ask the pretty barmaid, who has managed to escape for a moment. She stares at me blankly. You mean, what happened to those Aussie aid workers in Africa? Did you know them? Were they... But she's already moving away, throwing a backward glance. Just goes to show that you're better off staying at home, minding your own business. Jesus, I think. They must have been leaving the day I saw them on the train. I join my friends at the bar. Their banter is harmless, and I turn to the window. Am I looking for something that doesn't exist? What do I want from life I don't already have? Does it exist? Do I exist? I'd like to ask someone, but there's no one here. It's just me, a pretty barmaid, and a few drunken sods from the office, celebrating someone's promotion. As this thought crosses my mind, I notice the light at the window seems to have gathered strength. That's odd, I think, and feel something lift from my consciousness like a whispered deathbed confession. And I begin to think of other things. Nothing changes, nothing has changed, but somehow, suddenly, I'm aware of other possibilities. I join the random conversation of my friends, and soon I laugh, as if I'm one of them.